What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
He's been described by music critics as the best young crooner on earth. His Swing Sessions album was his best-selling album ever, and now Swing Sessions 2 is following suit with even more amazing sales. It seems that audiences just can't get enough of David Campbell. He joins me now on the phone. David, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well indeed, and you've been busy. You must have been very pleased when Swing Sessions did so well, but did you ever dream that it could all happen all over again, and even bigger with Swing Sessions 2?
Oh, not at all, mate. It's unbelievable. You know, I mean, we've just gone double platinum last week, and I think we're repackaging both of them again for Mother's Day. So it's not stopping.
Well, I'm sure you're going to continue to sell more and more. You're currently appearing in It Takes Two. We saw you in a very energetic performance with Chloe Maxwell last night. I'm sure that there's a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but you do look like you enjoy your job.
I do love doing what I do. I mean, I consider myself one of the lucky ones, you know what I mean, to be able to do what I do and enjoy it. I mean, I think it's a very privileged position to be in. But, you know, Chloe's a great girl. She works really, really hard. And it's not brain surgery, is it?
But last year, of course, Jolene Anderson, you were partnered with her, and you must have thought, yeah, this is going to be good, because she's got an astounding voice.
Well, Jolene, you know, Jolene was a really an interesting creature, you know, because she didn't have any voice at all to start with, and then she just sort of built and built, and then out of nowhere, you know, the lion roared. And it sort of, you know, it reminds me a bit of this year. I mean, whether Chloe will, the audience will get behind her to see her through, I think that she's got the same potential, but there's that sort of thing where that she's just starting to develop. I mean, there's a lot of people that it takes two, where they come right out the box and are clear winners, but I remember this time last year that, you know, we didn't get into the final two, but we certainly weren't top of the score. We were way down the bottom this time last year, Joel and I. So there might be a bit of a race on yet with Chloe Maxwell.
You're obviously a very good teacher.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, a lot of it is confidence. A lot of it is giving the performer the confidence to get out there and do this and say that you can do this. You are a singer. You know, you should be singing, you know. But it's different, you know. Chloe has to open herself up more. She's far more revealing of herself than I think, you know, Jolene was at this time last year.
It's an interesting competition, and I do wonder, I mean, although you're there as the teacher and it's the other person that's really getting judged, it must still, you know, be a thing for you. You're feeling like you're being judged, and even though you're the one that's selling all the albums and everything, you must feel like you're still going back to a talent contest and you're the one being judged.
Yeah, I mean, you get protective. You know, I get a bit Papa Bear, you know, when we're being judged. You kind of want the judges to sort of direct the questions a bit more to you, but, you know, in these early stages, it's like, well, you know, Chloe, you know, listen to David or do this and that. But I kind of, when they score, you want to jump in and go, hey, wait a minute, she did better than that. you can't help it. You get a bit like a mum in a Stedford.
Now, to Swing Sessions 2, a fantastic CD. When it came to putting it together, of course, you got Chong Lim back again because he did so well on the first one. How did you go about choosing what songs would be on this one?
Well, we had a bit more of a play on this one, I guess, because the first Swing album, you know, I'd been singing a lot of those songs for 10 years. You know, a lot of those songs had been around, you know, since I was in New York. So I'd always wanted to get those songs down on record. So when we came to Swing Sessions 2, which I didn't even think we'd get to do, all of a sudden it was like, wow, we could do whatever we want. So we started just looking at songs going, let's try this song, let's try that song. And that's, you know, that's how it all came about. And so we just would say, oh, I've always wanted to sing Just a Gigolo, let's do that one. Or I've always wanted to sing Dankeschön.
So, I mean, you've got an impressive list on there. You must be pleased with the result because, you know, that big band behind you, and it just flows.
Oh, look, it's such a privilege to be able to do it. To make a record like this in this country is just wonderful, you know, and to be, you know, for people to actually buy it and get into it. And I mean, they're fun to make, so I'm just glad that people are enjoying them as much as we are.
And so, of course, you're going to be touring around. First of all, there's It Takes Two, and you're going through that at the moment. And let's hope you do as well this year as you did last year. But then it goes on to the concert. How are you fitting in rehearsals for the concerts when you're in the middle of It Takes Two?
Well, you just got to sleep as much as you can. That's what I do. I always think that's the only way to get through it is sleep. You know, you just take care of yourself. You don't go out too much. And, you know, you just got to be yourself, you know, try and be as patient as you can.
How much work is It Takes Two? I mean, we see it on the telly each week, but we don't see behind the scenes. How much work goes into it? How much time are you having to spend on that program week by week?
Oh, you spend about 3 or 4 days. Because it goes out live, Rodney, and so it's a live show every night. I mean, it's not one of these shows where it's live or that's filmed live and then edited. This is actually a live show. And so what you do is, you know, you go there on a Sunday. Well, we started work this morning where we choose the next week's song. Then on Sunday we all get together, as well as get together during the week before that, rehearse the songs, get it all going, and then it's like staging it, getting it all going. It's full on.
It certainly sounds like it. Of course, the swing music, and we talked about this time last year we were chatting and talked about your upbringing. You certainly were into the 80s music at the time and all of that, but there was still that swing music that you'd grown up listening to that you really yearned to be performing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I love it, you know, and I'm just so lucky to be able to perform it. And it just connects, you know. It connects with me, it connects with an audience. And, you know, these songs are timeless. There's nothing I can do. I mean, they're already hit songs. You know, if they get messed up, well, it's my fault, really.
And I suppose the thing is, too, you've still got to make a little bit your own, because, I mean, I've got some of the songs that you do, I've got versions by a range of other people that I enjoy listening to as well, but I still keep coming back and listening to yours, and it's different. Each one is different because each person has to make that song their own.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. That's why there's, you know, people are responding to so many people like the Michael Bublés and the Harry Connicks out there, you know, and luckily, I'm glad to say with myself as well, is that, you know, you just have to put your own slant on it. You know, you have to do your own thing. And it makes it more exciting.
And, of course, the concerts, you're coming to Perth, you're going to be playing at the Regal Theatre on the 12th and 13th of March. Do you look forward to getting across to Perth?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love coming out there. The Perth shows we did at Burswood Casino were some of the wildest shows we had on the tour last year. Perth people are just brilliant. You know, we have the best time. So I just think it's you know, they're going to go off. Let's face it. You know, you guys are some of the best audiences in the country.
Well, I do remember I saw you around about this time last year at Horton Winery at that outdoor concert. You had the WA Youth Jazz Orchestra backing you up. Who's going to be backing you up as you come to Perth this time? You're bringing your own band along?
Bringing my own band, and look, it's, you know, anything can happen with these guys. They're like the Sopranos of music, these folks. Some of these guys have played for Peggy Lee and, you know, Ray Charles and Miles Davis, and, you know, there's some incredible players, and, you know, we're really going to set the town on fire.
And it must give you great confidence when you step out on stage knowing that you've got musos of that calibre backing you up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course, when we spoke last, I did ask you whether a swing sessions 2 might happen, and you weren't sure of what was going on at that stage. Now, of course, the same question, but this time, swing sessions 3, what do you reckon?
Well, I don't think we're actually going to do something that's going to be called swing sessions 3. We're going to do a new swing album, but it's going to be, you know, we're going to sort of push ourselves a little bit further. We're still going to do some of the classics, and we're going to bring in some new classics as well.
Sounds like a wonderful thing. David, it's been great talking to you. I'm sure that a lot of people have already gone out and they've got themselves a copy of Swing Sessions 2 and enjoying listening to it, but a lot more people will be wanting to come along and see you when you play the Regal Theatre on the 12th and 13th of March, and thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to me again, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.